We're ready to go. We hope that you are too, wherever you are listening, however you are watching on this Tuesday night. If you're watching, remember, you're watching for free on the Tiger Broadcast Network. We'll give you the sponsors who make that possible here in a minute. It'll be Winchester and Payne to jump it up. Northwood in road black uniforms with white numbers, a red Northwood across the front and red trim. Warsaw on the home whites with black numbers and orange trim. Northwood wins the tip, and we are underway. Panthers coming to the near end. Right away, they turn it over. Bricker with a steal. Up ahead to Zartman. In for the left for two. Steal and score. And Warsaw will come with full court pressure 15 seconds in. And Zartman tips the ball off the end line down in the far corner, the northeast corner of the Tiger Den. Out of bounds to the Panthers. Branham will throw it in. Neely was up on her. Now she'll back off. And they'll throw it up ahead to Payne, right in front of the coaching staff. Taylor Burkhart, whose dad was the athletic director and girls basketball coach for a long time at Tippecanoe Valley. Pressure coming. Edwards. Zartman fell down. A whistle on the drive and a foul called against Winchester. Brooke is stunned. I join her in her stunnedness because that was pretty good positioning by her, and they call it a shooting foul. So free throws coming up here for Jocelyn Edwards, who's only shot six through four games. She has made four, and the first one is no good. We told you as a team, Northwood just 62% from the free throw line. Warsaw 78%. One more coming up. It's up. It's in and out. Rebound tipped out, grabbed by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Bricker splits a double team on the near side, takes it across the line, down toward the baseline, lost the handle on it, and lost it out of bounds. Jocelyn was so interested in who she was going to pass that to that she lost the handle on the ball, and the Panthers will put it in against full court Warsaw pressure. They bounce it into Edwards, and Edwards is fouled in the backcourt. Oh, no, they called double dribble. Keith Dunlinger on the call down at the far end. Warsaw gets it right back. 2-0, Lady Tigers, 7-17 left to play opening quarter. Winchester out to the wing for Neely. Neely back to the wing, low pass, good pick up there by Bricker. Bricker at the top, Winchester, a long three is no good. And Chastain grabs the rebound. Then her pass out to the top goes through the hands of Winchester, and they call over and back. Northwood touched it first. Tim Heyman missed that one, but Warsaw put themselves in that spot because that pass went right over Brooke's shoulder, right through her hands. Inbounds pass caught by Branham. Dumps it down in deep. Turning is Payne, lost the ball. Stolen by Bricker. Bricker racing down, crosses over the right hand, and puts it in. Bricker with the put in, and it's 4-0 Lady Tigers. Branham bounces into Edwards deep in the backcourt. Warsaw thought about double-teaming. Now they will. And a whistle, and traveling's going to be called because Edwards ran into Bricker and fell down with the ball. And Taylor Burkhart thought that it should have been a blocking foul. And he's letting Keith Denlinger know about that. Winchester has to tie her shoe. She catches up to the play. And Chastain's ready to throw it in. It's a 1-2-2 zone defense. And Branham is out a little farther than normal. Usually that top person stays right at the three-point arc. She's out beyond the NBA arc. Bricker on the drive, down the lane, kicks out left. Neely for three in the corner, good. Alexis with her 8th three-pointer of the year. Warsaw leads 7-0, almost 2 minutes into the first quarter. Edwards deep in the backcourt. Underneath the basket, one hands it ahead. Good catch by Branham. Branham, 3-on-2. Left side for Johnson. Callie took it in the lane and had it stripped away by Bricker and out of bounds. Joss was asking for the ball off the leg of the driver. That has to be really obvious. That could have happened, but it has to be really obvious for the official to make that call. It was not that. And so Northwood gets the ball, and rightly so. Off to the right, Branham. Throws it out to Edwards, right of the key beyond the arc. Drives the top of the circle, hands it off for Yoder. Yoder lobs inside to Payne, help side came, ball tipped out of bounds. Payne hit it last. It belongs to the Lady Tigers. 7-0 Warsaw. We've played 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Bricker walks it to the line. Now Northwood extends the defense a little farther. Bricker pressured at midcourt. Left corner, Zartman from 22. Good. Back-to-back threes for the Lady Tigers. For Zartman, her 26th of the year. It's 10-0 Warsaw. Up the sideline, Yoder run into Chastain. Lost the ball, taken away. Bricker two-on-one. Keeps it. Spinorama with the left hand for two more. Timeout, Northwood. 5:19 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw 12, Northwood nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with Steve Scott back at the station. 12-0 Warsaw. Warsaw with 12 points in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. And the Panthers take time to change how they attack Warsaw's pressure. Edwards has it under the basket against Chastain. Up the far side into a double team and right back out of it. Then drives it in, hits Payne in the shins with it, and Zartman's got it headed back 1-on-3. She'll drive it in and miss it, but a whistle and a foul called. Zartman hit the deck hard, and I'm not so sure that Branham had her shin hit Brooke in the back of the head. And I think she got a foul in the process. She did. Ella with her first. Zartman at the free throw line, 6 out of 7 so far this season, and the sophomore missed it. Here comes Kelsey Wren into the game for Chastain at 5:06 of the quarter. Also in, Haley Heflin, their super sub, who averages as much as anybody else on the team at almost 9 a game. Second one up, and that one's good. Zartman, 6 quick points. Warsaw leads 13-0. On the inbounds, they get it to Yoder. Yoder deep in the backcourt will bring it up the far side, run to the double team, wants the ball, and it's taken away again. Bricker the steal and the score. 6 for Joss, 15-0 Warsaw. In the backcourt, Edwards dribbles around Neely. Sort of around Neely. Alexis gets 2 minutes for cross-checking and a foul. That'll be Warsaw's 2nd of the opening quarter. Chastain right back to the scorer's table. Neely will take a break. And we're going to have another timeout taken here. This time it will be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep this one here with Warsaw in the lead, 15-0. Again, the boys open up the home portion of their schedule here in the Tiger Den on Friday. Two different start times. 6 o'clock on Friday against Homestead, 6:15 against Huntington North on Saturday. Both will go on the air 5 minutes before JV tip. So 5:55 on Friday, 6:10 on Saturday. Both on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app, plus live on the stream at the Warsaw Tiger Broadcast Network. On the inbounds, ball knocked free, whistle, held ball, arrow belongs to Warsaw. Right now, Northwood just cannot breathe. They are experiencing what teams already have found out this season. When Warsaw gets you in a spot where they can press you, they are hard to deal with. Chastain to throw it in to Bricker near midcourt. Jocelyn dribbles through the center circle, then dribbles back towards the right. Needs to get rid of it. Count still on. Bricker beats her girl down the lane. Put it up. Blocked. Blocked under there by Edwards, and she grabs it out of there. Jocelyn up the near side. That's Jocelyn on Jocelyn crime right there. Back out top to Megan Yoder. Pass out top. Tipped and stolen. Zartman the steal and the score. 8 first quarter points for Brooke. She averages 16 a game. And Northwood gets it in. Edwards racing down the middle of the floor, about to be caught from behind, and did get caught from behind, but keeps the dribble. Cross-court pass, Yoder drives in to Chastain. Off-balance shot, no good. Winchester with the rebound. One hands it ahead. There's Zartman downfield, and missed the left-handed layup. Did I say downfield? Football kicked in. Down court, sorry. 17-0 Warsaw, halfway through quarter one. Off to the near side of the center circle, Edwards. Now to Yoder. High post tipped away by Bricker, stolen by Zartman. Zartman will keep it herself and score. Tough spot. Bricker was about 3 or 4 feet ahead of her, but they're directly in front of her. There was no way to pass her the ball. Brooke took a peek around, said, nobody's here. I'm just going to keep it. That was the right play, and she stepped out of bounds. Branham turns it over at the center line, and with 3:21 left to go in the quarter, Bricker takes a break. Wren is back in. So it's Chastain, Zartman, Wren, Winchester, and Neely, who also just came back in. Warsaw with a 19-0 lead already. Zartman into the center circle. Dribbles left, hands off to Wren on the weave. She'll take it to the top, then back to the left corner. Winchester open for three, no good. Rebound, whoa, Chastain with the rebound to Wren, back out to Winchester. Out top, Zartman, straight out for three, book it. That's the kind of ball movement we saw at Merrillville against Crown Point and Merrillville. Yes, Brooke could have easily pulled the trigger on that, and no one would have said a word. But she made the extra pass. Zartman's ready. It's 22-0. Heflin down inside. New kid in there. That's Kinsey Zartman. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. And a foul against the Lady Tigers as Kelsey Wren picks up her first and the team's third. Bricker and Aaron McManus into the game. Zartman and Winchester are out. 2:37 left in a high-powered first quarter for the Lady Tigers. They lob it out top, wide open. Branham for three, banked, no good. Tipped in the air, off of Neely's forehead. McManus has the rebound. Outlets far side to Bricker. Bricker at the elbow, drives it down the left side of the lane, back in the corner. McManus for three, traveling call. It didn't look right. I would like to watch the replay, and I will tomorrow, to see exactly what happened there. Keith Denlinger had a real good look at it. It looked funny. He called travel. On the inbounds, again, Warsaw continues to press. They get into Payne, who's yet to really get the ball in any kind of position to score, and this has been Northwood's problem. Heflin across the line, looking at the free throw line, finds Johnson, foul called from behind. Chastain's going to get her first. She'll become the fourth Lady Tiger to get a foul here in the quarter. Zartman right back to the scores table to check in. And Braley will check out. 2:12 left to go. Opening quarter. Warsaw 22. Northwood nothing. On the inbounds, Heflin to throw it in to the near corner for Hartman. Out top for Branham. Down to the far side, a fake and a drive up the baseline to dump inside. Bricker knocked it free. It's still loose on the floor. Payne trying to rustle it out of there. Held ball. Air belongs to Northwood. And honestly, I'll have to go back and watch the video to see who Jocelyn was guarding there that she was able to drop down and grab that loose ball. I'm saying she ran 8 feet to help side there. On the inbounds, they bounce it. Johnson, her shot blocked, foul called. Zartman with the foul, her first. Good call. Team's fifth. It's a shooting foul anyway. Northwood still looking for their first points of the game at 1:58 of its opening quarter. Johnson, the free throw line, their best free throw shooter, 6 out of 9. Shooting 2, and the first one is good. Winchester back in, Wren to the bench. 22-1. A 22-0 run to start the game over 6 minutes. Neely sits down, and into the game comes Layla Knapp for the Lady Tigers as Johnson gets the ball and shoots again and makes them both. She gets the first two for Northwood. They're down by 20. Bricker runs it right in the lane. Oh, got hit hard. And a whistle and a foul called. That'll be the second foul against Northwood in the quarter. Bricker's fine. And I think they got Edwards for that one. They did. Jocelyn's first, team's second. Are they Jets should not be shooting. I'm not sure everybody was lined up. Johnston went to the free throw line, and everybody just followed suit. And Keith Denling was like, wait, it's out of bounds. Winchester, left corner, out to McManus on the wing, back to the left side for Zartman, down to the block for Winchester. Head fake, spinorama, half hook, good. Brooke Winchester with her first two and a half hook over Claire Payne, who's taller than Brooke is by a couple inches, 24-2. Edwards break the press, and there's Bricker dropping in from the near wing to tip the ball off the inline and out of bounds. Student crowd dressed up in their favorite professional jerseys. Most of them look like NFL jerseys. Hartman out to the top. Edwards open three, way off the mark. Payne with a one-handed rebound against Winchester. Kicks it out. Now out top, Hartman tries again. That's way short. Zartman tips the rebound to herself. Winchester will jog it up. Long pass. Oh, McManus looked at the very last second. Back out top. Winchester drive around Payne. Put it up. And no good, but a whistle and a foul called. And Winchester will shoot two. Payne had just turned her head to see who was in front of her. And when she was turning her head, Brooke had caught the ball and attacked her left shoulder, which was beautifully done. That ball lipped off the rim, wouldn't go in, and Winchester puts the free throw up and in. Three straight for Brooke, 25 to Warsaw with 1:10 left to go in the quarter. Winchester with one more. She averages 16. She's got four here in the first quarter of this game. 26-2 Lady Tigers. 70 seconds left to play here in the first. Pass to midcourt. Winchester got a hand on it. Couldn't steal it. Hartman up ahead. Johnson. Touch pass underneath the paint. She missed a wide open layup. Winchester has it. Long outlet down the floor. Spun and McManus around. Goes over her head by the band and off the sideline out of bounds. An even minute to go. First quarter. 26-2 Lady Tigers. Heflin to Hartman in the backcourt. Cut off by Zartman. Now she's into a trap. Got it out of there. Up ahead, far sideline Johnson. Now she's trapped along the sideline. Stepped through it. Hartman in the corner. Fakes a defender. Shoots for three and hits it. Kenzie Hartman with her fourth three-pointer of the year. 26-5. Kickback. Winchester, a three in transition, is in and out. Bricker had the rebound. Payne rips it out of there and then pulls her to the ground in the process. Her teammates go running to her aid. She's fine. And the air belongs to Warsaw with 35 and change left to play in our opening quarter. Bricker will play it in baseline left. Jocelyn, not a very big girl, but not afraid to stick her nose in the middle of the pile. She's got it on the left wing, brings it all the way out to the top against Tarbin. Right wing McManus, 27 seconds. She'll dribble to the top and hand back to Zartman, now to Winchester, around to Knapp. Knapp a couple dribbles and to Zartman across the top of the circle. Then back to Bricker, and she'll walk it through the center circle with 15. They have fouls to give, or a foul to give, 11 seconds. They clear out the right. Bricker, stop and go move. Hartman is ready for it. Winchester with six. And they run push down. It's tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Northwood with 2.6 left to play in the first quarter. Warsaw will play it in for the baseline. Bricker will do that. Lenny Krebs calls out the play. And Lenny Krebs wants a timeout. Warsaw is going to take a timeout here. And we don't see this a lot. But we saw it a lot last Tuesday in the game with Penn. No matter what the score is, there are things to be done here and things to be learned and practiced. And you can't practice against varsity competition in practice in most places. And even as deep as this team is, to practice an out-of-bounds play under the basket with 2.5 seconds to get off a shot, this is a great time to take a timeout. We saw Christy Ulrich on Tuesday of last week from Penn called timeouts with their team down by 25. Didn't seem to make any sense to the average person. She had things she specifically wanted to see against what Warsaw was doing. And she got them. And that very valuable film time for them as they went back to the game. Bricker to throw it in. 2.6 left in the quarter. Get it into Winchester. Back to Bricker. Turnaround three. Off the mark. No good. But all Lady Tigers through the first 8 minutes of play. 26-5. Warsaw after one. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.